Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who never got their superpowers when they were clowns. What the fuck's up with that? I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And we totally didn't forget to start recording this.
Oh, God. Oh, so good. Normally. So good. Last time we had
the best
no
part
technical
is you can always just pull it from Twitch.
Yeah. We had no technical issues, and now you had to just mess it up, Eric, as usual.
Mm-hmm. No, we did have a technical issue.
Oh, we did? Damn it. No streaks then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last one we had, I started it up and it wasn't pulling the meat. It was just sitting there with our background going. I think I need to just pin like one singular meat so that the name is always the same for all of them, and then that way I don't have to change shit.
We just need to give like 2 more ounces of effort than we normally do, but we're never gonna do that. Yeah, I know.
Effort. This is effort bullshit you're talking about.
Yeah, fuck
maximum effort.
Fuck that.
We are giving maximum effort, all right? We already are.
Maximum effort. Well, welcome in, everybody. I never got superpowers in all the time that I've been a clown.
I've been a fool all my life. Clown. I know,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Where's my abilities to do all
actually,
this
and the
shit?
Fool, too. He was the mm-hmm. fool, and he got mm-hmm. superpowers. Where's our superpowers for being fools? I don't know. Maybe, we're not fools enough because we don't fall for Microsoft bullshit. And Apple's bullshit. We don't fall for that shit either.
I don't know. I mean, we're three adult men watching anime for a podcast. I think that qualifies us pretty well.
Yeah. No, that just makes us clowns and idiots, not fools.
Don't
oh,
you see
man.
This
okay.
massive body pillow collection?
Yeah, right?
Oh. Disgusting. Gross. No body pillows. Body pillows are verboten.
Verboten? No way, man.
Verboten.
Whatever you want to do behind closed doors, by all means. You bring that shit out, though. Nay.
Like body pillows are verboten. People aren't supposed to know that you have them. If you have it, it's illegal.
So much like...
It's just like drugs. You can do drugs at home, and if nobody knows about it, you're fine. But if you do it and people know about it, that's when it's illegal.
So you just called body pillows drugs. Would they be your drug of choice then there, Eric?
Negative.
That's right. You love the furry suits. That's what you love.
Big-titted women. Big-titted women.
In pillow form. I get it, yeah. Eric.
Not
I get
in
it.
Pillow
you,
form.
You like it in pillow form.
Mouse
yeah.
pad
you like,
form, you know.
You like them pillows. We understand. Dude, you're laying down all the code words. I get it. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry. We can't all be into furries like you, Jason. With
the
your
best.
Rusty, disgusting, disease-ridden fur costume.
Versus a pillow? I'm failing to see. Like, I don't have a fursuit. I don't have one. And not, uh-huh. there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. But I also don't have a body pillow. I do know for a fact that Eric has a body pillow because I gave him one.
It wasn't a body pillow.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was regular pillowcase. With Catherine on it. And she
still,
was like, she was like this big
fuck.
On it. It was still lewd and I never used pillow. It. I think you have the
I took the
pillowcase now.
I have the ram's head beret, but I don't have the
Did you take the boxers too?
No. Oh. Oh yeah. No. No, I would have the boxers out if I had them because I loved that game. I
don't know what happened to that shit.
I
know that was
like I said, I have the ribs hat.
2 moves ago, man.
I know, right?
Shit gets lost.
Like, we're talking about Catherine the video game, if anyone knows
the original
Catherine one.
Catherine release.
Which now Fletcher's sounds
edition.
Super
yeah.
old. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So old that they've made a remastered version of it. And even that's a couple years old.
It is a couple years old now.
Okay, well, anyways.
That's a lot of years old.
Anime podcast.
Anime
podcast. Welcome in, everybody. We were watching Lord of Illusion. Or Lord of Illusions. That's Mysteries. A good movie. If you haven't watched Lord of Illusions, that's a great fucking movie. We're watching Lord of Mysteries. which was a interesting one. In Victorian world of steam, dreadnoughts, and occult horrors, Zhao Ming Rao awakens as Klein Moretti. He walks a razor's edge between light and darkness, entangled in warring churches. This is the legend of unlimited potential and unspeakable danger.
So this anime to me, like, was all over the place for a lot of different reasons, which we'll go into. But the biggest thing that I wanted to do is I was just like, I didn't realize that From Software, makes anime, because this was literally like a Dark Souls game. Like throughout of it, because it started off like being like, there's so much lore that they're not telling you, and it almost felt annoying that you're just like, all right, I have no idea what's going on, I'm just gonna keep going, I guess I'll just hit X to attack and we'll just keep happening what's going on. Oh, now we're in a different dimension, cool. Mm-hmm. but then the last few episodes, I was like, this is the best isekai anime I've ever seen in my life. And if you don't like it, that's a skill issue.
Yeah. So I actually do enjoy it when they do storytelling where they're just like, yeah, this is the world. Just fucking go with it. You don't need to know the history of it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know why magic is going through all of this for it. You have to start reading all the fucking item descriptions, asshole.
Exactly. Like, why do I have this gun? Well, let's read up the lore on it and stuff like that.
Read up the lore. My 18-page lore on how this gun was made.
Discuss when you're holding
that. Was a badass gun, by the way.
It always badass. I mean, like,
I honestly started this anime, like you were saying, it's like I was watching it and I'm like, this is fucking boring.
Yeah.
And then like, after you get past like the first like three episodes, then it starts ramping up, and then it just, I don't know, man. It just lost its goddamn mind. it was like, really good.
It kept breaking all the things that I normally don't like about anime. Like, I usually hate it in, like, especially in shonens, where they're just like, I'm only this powerful, and, oh no, there's something else that's going on. Oh, I have this special ability I never used before, and now I will use it. Like, that kind of stuff was happening, but for whatever reason, it worked. And you're just like, yeah, all right, this is more badass and fun now. And I don't understand, like, why he was able to do this, or this anime was able to do this a little bit more.
Well, because, like, the good thing is, so, like, at the beginning of it, he takes that potion, starts unlocking his Beyonder's power. By the
digesting,
way,
as they say.
Yeah, that intro was fucking lame. I hated it so much. It's the cringiest goddamn intro. They should have just gotten rid of it.
Then being like, there's so many different tree trunks or whatever.
Branches of the tree. All these different things. The power of a Beyonder. And you're just like, fuck you. I was like, the beginning of it, I'm like, man, we're off to a bad start.
At least it was the exact same every episode. So just like, I know exactly where to put it. So I know how to skip. I don't have to watch it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I know how much to skip. We're solid. We're good to go there for it. But yeah, the way that they did it is that it's like he's digesting that potion. So he just keeps getting stronger because he's digesting it. And then once he finally fully digested it, it's like, bing! It's like a I have legs moment. And he's suddenly like, oh yeah. And then they're like, okay, here's another potion.
Yeah, but there's so many things. Like the battles themselves were interesting. There's a few of the bigger ones that are just like kind of fun. But all the other ones were kind of just like, just quick. It like this anime wasn't about the fighting too much as it was just like.
Not until the very end, no.
Not until the very end battle was obviously, the last three episodes were just the battle. And that's fine. I mean, I wanted it to be a different direction, but I liked where they went, and the cliffhanger is fantastic. So I like I said, the first half of this anime was rough. Like you just said, it was just like, I have no idea what's going on. None of this makes sense. It's breaking all the rules I usually have for myself of what I like. And that's why I think that I have the same feeling as you and Chris. I'm pretty sure you're in the same boat of just being like, this is not setting itself up to be a great show.
Yeah, like, and I don't care about any of the characters. Like,
yeah. Didn't really care.
And then
about
you get anyone. To the very end of the you get to the very end of the season and you're like, man, I feel really bad for that little sister.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I just sat there and it was like and he died, and then I was like, oh no, he has to go tell her the news and she's gonna be so heartbroken. I'm like, wait, what? But yeah,
and the captain dying. I was
that was brutal. That sucked.
Speaking of the captain, I did enjoy also that the main character didn't just become OP and just like, fuck everybody else. Like, it doesn't matter about me. The captain was constantly growing. They described a little bit of why and how he was growing too, which was cool. All quick. But it was nice to see that, hey, other people have secrets, have abilities that they're not showing you, and are getting better themselves. And that was kind of a cool way to do this. Again, like, I hate comparing it to Shonen because it's not exactly the same, but it was
You're not wrong with
that. Yeah, it was just nice to be like, hey, there's other ways to do this in a training montage, or being like, all of a sudden I'm just OP, the power. Yeah, they're just like, oh, you're hurting my friend. I'm now 8 billion levels higher, you know, stuff like that. It's just like, there's different ways in how you can be like, hey, we're all kind of trying to learn and grow here. None of us have any idea really how it works, except for we do, and taking it from there. So I liked a lot of that. That added a little bit more mystery, which, to Chris's point, I didn't like any of these people. But then towards the end, we were just like, wait, I know a little bit more about these characters. Now I like them a lot more.
Yeah, like OG Count Dracula.
Yeah.
I actually I dug his entire backstory. And it's like, okay, that guy's cool. I like him. And then you end up liking the main character a lot more as he progresses on. The captain, especially after they give some of his backstory, and then the fact that he has to eat parts of his fallen
comrades,
heroes, yeah, so that then he can do it. But then the problem is that's slowing his own digestion of whatever potion number he's on as well. So it's taking forever for things like that to happen. The femme one, like the effeminate one, I kind of liked him a little bit more. He was less super flirty, I guess, because at the beginning of it, it felt like he was being super flirty, and it's like, oh, he's gonna be that character.
Mm-hmm. Just full of himself. So yeah, and again, the guy from Steins Gate. So just like,
yeah,
hey, nice to hear you again. So
yeah, and he got a lot better. And then of course, at the end, he was just like, I couldn't do shit. I fucking suck. I'm worthless. I need to get better.
And alluding to his secret power, because we always knew that the shadow was something a little bit more to him. But then the fact that the shadow was talking to him was just kind of like, oh, there's a lot more here than just a shadow buddy. It is either dead relative or haunting or something else.
Yeah. And Count Dracula thinks a dude man's dead. I don't know how they're going to do what they're going to do for season two on that.
But he's coming alive. He's coming back as Sherlock, is what he changed his name. All jazz.
Oh, was that him? I thought that they were just
introducing
Sherlock at the end.
No, I'm fairly certain, because it's the same last name. So I'm just like,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
no.
Sherlock Moriarty, or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was Moriarty, Sherlock Moriarty, which I thought was I thought that was a big play on Sherlock and Moriarty.
Yeah,
his arch nemesis. I didn't think
Moriarty was his last name. It was Clive.
No, it was Moretti. Moretti. Moretti.
It was the same.
That's why
it was the same.
That's why but I think that it really is Sherlock Moriarty, who is Sherlock Holmes, is going to be the captain or something like that. But what can he do if that's the case? Because he didn't change his appearance when he first showed up, but Sherlock Moriarty looked different.
We didn't see his face.
You saw his nose, his hair.
We didn't see shit.
I don't know. I don't know. Hang on. Am I going to have to Google this?
Yeah, we didn't see shit, because it was just the big reveal was him revealing himself to his family again, dressed up as a clown. So I was kind of on the fence about that. I was just kind of I don't know if I like that, or if he's just going to clean break it and be like, hey, I'm gone. Which may make more sense if you're going to be playing dead. Don't go play hooky in the, church or in the church graveyard where you were buried. That phrase makes no sense, but it's just because he had that whole thing where he was up in the gray, up in the third dimension or wherever it was. And all of his questions led to the same city. And then he's just I'm going to the city now, but I'm going to go as Sherlock. That's how I'm
Sherlock Moriarty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brown eyes, slightly long black hair, average featured face. See, because I thought, and honestly, I thought that would have been cooler if he was a different person.
He died and went, but he didn't die though. He came back as Clyde.
He came back as himself. But that's what I mean. It's no, if Sherlock Moriarty was a different person. So there's still Clyde and then Sherlock Moriarty. And Sherlock was going to be a new ally or whatever for it. That's what I thought would be cool. But yeah, so he's got four other ones that he has as far as different ones. Oh, he is often forced to hide his identity by shape-shifting with the aid of his powers as a fool pathway beyonder. That's good. I didn't look that up. So I was just kind of going off of instinct with it. But yeah, I mean, fuck. And yeah, so many different powers too.
Nothing felt over the top lame. Everything seemed to have its own limitations. I mean, there's a few times when the fights was just you could handle this differently, but thing of battle, but No, I, like I said, like it always bugs me when they pull something out of their pocket and just like, I had this the whole time or whatever. Now I can do this. But for him and for the show, like even for the captain and for God, I can't the
old dude.
Not old dude.
I did like the old dude though.
Old Neil.
Yeah.
I'm just like
old Neil. I like oh, old yeah. Neil.
We're gonna pray to the goddess and you know his, forgive my debts.
And understanding his whole like even like the reason he finally lost himself, like for his dead wife. It's just like it's all relatable, it's all understandable, especially after seeing your one good buddy fucking lose himself and you have to take him down. Like now you feel truly alone. I get it.
Yeah. It's I enjoyed everything about his thing, and especially after the whole thing where like his friend died. So it's like his friend dies, and that's when he then comes to grips, like, ah shit. Like I need to have something in my life. I need something better.
And right, then I'm all alone like, now.
Fuck it. I'ma bring my wife back from the dead. Which you would think that by that point, like he would know that it's not possible.
Yeah, he lost it. He was just like, I'm alone. I'm depressed. Yeah. I have this massive heart on. I can't handle it by myself. I need to do something. Bring back the wife. I mean,
my dick is bigger than two hands worth. I need. Yeah.
We need
help. We need help. Like, if I can't go plus ultra and beyond on this, then.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Ursus came into our chat and is like, oh look, it's my three white dudes. Which then just reminded me of when we were walking down the street at E3.
Yeah.
And this guy, this like strung out black guy is like, you white, you white, you white. And he pointed at all three of us. It's like, they white, they white. And we're like, all right, cool.
Yes.
Cool, yeah, buddy.
We're white. I mean, we're can't really white, hide dude. That. Yeah. And nerdy. I mean,
and nerdy.
We're all decked out with all of our white like stuff we got from the show. It's just like, yep.
Yep. Yep. I'm like, white as fuck. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think that was leaving the mix too. That was the first year that we went to the indie mix and we were leaving that. And that's when it all happened because it wasn't in K-Town.
Yeah. It was somewhere different.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, whatever. That was
in K-Town. Welcome back to the Hojo.
Maybe after dinner one time after Coco.
No, it was when we were coming back from the indie mix, but we were out of K-Town. Like we were just like it was like a mile walk or something like that. We're like, fuck that. We don't need to get anything. Also, we have to burn off some of this alcohol.
Yeah, I do remember not exactly being sober, so that makes sense. No.
I mean, once the show was done, sobriety kind of like went out the window.
Oh God. Everything.
Mm-hmm. There were always
E3, man, like we're sold, but E3 back in the day was just so good. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember the Microsoft indie like showcase thing that they did?
IDcade or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, ID at Microsoft, and we were all like sitting there in a bar, like in this like rented out area in a bar on a rooftop drinking free cocktails.
Talking to indie developers like, yeah, we're one of you. We're not media. This is only for indie developers, right?
No way, dude. They all knew we were media. They loved it. They're like, oh yeah, okay. So this is my game. All right. So you really gotta play it. Like you want to talk about like being the like the center guys. Of attention. Yeah. Be the only media people in an entire room of indie devs.
Yeah.
Well, where they all want to talk about their game. Yeah.
And
they've
all been And we were so like non-professional. We're just like, yeah. I just want more free alcohol.
You were. I was talking to people. I had fun.
And that's why that's we're such a huge company now.
Yeah. Well, but that's also like my friend Kathy was like the reason we got in there is because Kathy was an actual developer, and she's like, yeah, come in here. We'll sneak you guys in.
She was with TikTok or not TikTok, but like the God, what was her developer platform?
Was it like Adventures of Pip or something like that?
Adventures with Pip was that, the
it was
game.
That
the
one
game.
Was the yeah.
Yeah, that was the game that they just released, and that was a fun game too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good game. Anyways.
Anime podcast.
Anime. Okay. So the magic system, fucking bonkers. They just kind of like do whatever they want. And it reminds me of like when I saw like a reel a while back and they were talking with Elizabeth Olsen about like filming the Scarlet Witch characters, like every time that she was on film. And they're like, what did you do for your magic powers? She's like, oh, it was great. You know, I could just sit there and they'd be like, all right, you're going to cast a spell. She's like, okay. And then I do all these weird fucking things with my hand. Like, nobody had anything. I just like, whoa, wah. Which is exactly what I feel like. They
were. Yeah. It was all over the place.
Yeah. Like, they're just like, doing all this weird shit. This is like, boom, you dead. Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, they had it all. They had Kamehamehas. They had domain expansions. They had obviously just the regular old curses and hexes and gambit fucking tarot cards. Like, they had everything we could possibly do.
Gambit. They didn't blow up.
They just cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Him being able to just throw tarot cards and they just like cut through people and embed themselves into wood. You're like, fuck. That was cool though, because I liked that they brought in another aspect of the tarot cards. Because otherwise, that whole tarot thing was annoying. There's supposed to be 30 episodes in season 2. So I really hope that they expand more onto the tarot, because right now there's only like 4 tarot people. And then also, you know, they do something with the tarot people.
Yeah, the tarot people was an interesting thing. I mean, because obviously all these people are now spread around the world, which is like kind of interesting that they don't know each other in IRL. I don't know what else to say, but like whatever. They revere him as a god.
I mean, you're not wrong, because they're in like the subliminal, like,
yeah, like they're like
space. And they really don't know each other IRL.
They're in Cthulhu Zoom is where they're at.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they brought in the 4th one and they're just like, other than just bringing him in, they're just like, yeah, don't worry about him now.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck happened with that? And there's this whole fucking thing. And apparently he's in hell or whatever that place is. And then nothing.
Again,
like a whole 10-15 minute thing.
From software. You have summoned the Onion Knight. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know.
You summoned him. He's on the other side.
He's over there
right now.
He's doing that. Yeah.
The magic focal point where he comes up is not here. Just so you know.
And you're now unlocked from the Mushroom Knight saga. So good luck on that.
Oh shit. Now you have to go find him. Oh fuck. But yeah, I hope that they really do something with that, like really expand on it. I have a feeling that they will. I also did not realize that this was another Chinese anime. It's a Chinese anime. It's Chinese animation. Sorry, whatever the fuck.
We're white.
We're white. It's fine. People forgive us for doing things like that and saying things. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
We've done horrible things, more horrible things. So, yeah.
Speak for yourself. But no, yeah, it's like, I didn't realize we were watching another, because shit. May I ask for one final thing? Another Chinese one? No, that was Japanese. But we watched another one recently that we ended up like Hero X. But I thought we watched another one in between that.
Looking at our episodes right now, Gachikata, Silent Witch. Hero X. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, so To Be Hero X, well, that's still, it's only like 4 anime away. Another one, but without even like really trying. And this one though, the animation was way better than, like, what was the first one that we watched? The Daily Life of the Immortal King.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was the very first one. And I mean, it wasn't a bad anime, but the animation was kind of for it. To Be Hero X was good, but the animation was all over the place.
All over the place.
Well, different things. It was part of it.
Yeah, that was part of it.
It was part of it, but it's hard to dog on the animation of like whether it was good or bad, because there was shit animation and then there was really fucking good animation with it. And the animation in this was really, really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I actually would even say that they even flexed a little too hard sometimes, where it was just like, holy fuck, this is like, looks like this is a real life shot. And then next scene is not. It's just like, all right. So you can do better.
Yeah, you can. But you choose not to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, expensive. I get it.
Yeah, but... I mean, yeah. There were a couple of scenes, though, that I sat there and I was like, is that real?
No, it was just like, did they put real video in this? And so, to your point, though, Eric, like, there was never any times which was like, well, that's dog shit anime. That looks like crap. Or anything. I never was just upset with what I was seeing. A lot of it was fast, and you know, a lot of the slide splash like screens and whatever, but that's okay. It was during action, you know, that's kind of like part of the fun.
Which is what you expect, and that's part of the reason why I don't like watching action anime subbed. Say what you fucking will, If I'm watching an action anime and it's subbed, there's always a fuck ton of exposition going on in there, and I'm spending more time reading than I am watching the actual fighting. So I prefer it to be, you know, dubbed that way, which is why, like, the next one that we watch is going to be subbed, but it's fine. It's a slice of life thing. We'll be good. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know, did either you two bitches watch the shorts?
Oh, yes.
I watched one of them, but I just didn't really care much for it. I was like, all right, this is kind of fun. They were
great, though. Like... The first one was because that was the one where it was like this is why he got isekai'd. And you're just like, that's what fucking happened?
Yeah.
What the hell? But after that, though, they were all really good, especially the one where he was buying his cane, like the cane that he just magically shows up with in one episode. He's just like sitting there and like he has no cane. And then all of a sudden he's like, I got this cane. It's really intricate. He just starts walking around with it. And they explain it all in this tiny little chibi short in like a minute and a half with the girl that's trying to sell it to him, thinking that he's poor as shit and not wanting to give him the time of day. That she sees a big old wad of notes in his pocket. And then she tries selling him the big super gold one. She's just like, he's like, I'll take this one. And I still get the 20% off, right? She's like, no discount.
they were cute for like explaining more exposition without being in the main anime, which honestly, the fact that they were doing this, I feel like that these were probably shown really at the end of the episode or maybe in the commercials or something like that, that they didn't decide to keep as one thing for whatever reason.
That would make sense that for the commercials, because these were not traditional episode lengths. And then they weren't the length for a double episode for like, you know, an hour long episode with commercials. So that would make more sense with it if that's where they fit in, like somewhere in between, or it was like an extra thing that they ran but the Chinese like studio decided to put them in a separate piece for it. But it was cool. It also was really fucking annoying though, because I sat there and I like went to start it. I'm like, I swear to God, this was a 2025 anime and it said that there was only one season, but this fucking thing says that there's three seasons. So I finished that one and I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, I'm going to see, you know, what's going on with the season. And then it was like one of the season two was like 5 minute long, like lore dumps.
Yeah.
And then season three was just these little like minute and a half chibi shorts.
Which I'm glad you said something, because I probably never would have gone over and looked at that. Yeah. So I'm glad we're saying it now too, because hey, if you didn't and you're listening to our podcast now, go back and watch them. They're cute. They're fun. You'll spend all of 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's not much at all to watch all of them. And it was hilarious as hell.
Especially if you liked the show. If you didn't like the show, then yeah, don't bother. But if you like the show, that gives you a little bit more flavor context and brings some more humor to a otherwise very serious.
Yeah, pretty serious.
It's pretty serious. It's
pretty serious anime. I mean, like I don't think that there was ever any intentional humor.
Yeah, there's a few like cutesy with the obviously the sister and or calling the guy a narcissist, whatever. But which he was. I was just like, all right. But yeah, it was that they definitely had a point of just being like, no, this is like definitely a mystery of an isekai, which if you didn't even pay attention, you wouldn't even really understand it. This is just an isekai.
Yeah. And what a fucking isekai to do. It's like you show up in the body that just killed itself and you have a gun in your hand.
Yeah. And it heals over, like as you're coming in, it's just like, oh, it's healing up.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, and they don't even really explain that. Like they explain it more in depth once you like if you watch the chibi short, but you really have no idea for like two or three episodes. Like, what the fuck just happened? The guy killed himself, but then he healed for some reason, and now he's got more magic power. Yeah. but then you realize like, oh, it was an isekai. Oh, it was an isekai, like a real isekai. He was in the regular real world and stupid shit happened and he ended up dying.
So let's talk about the final boss battle a little bit. Really disturbing imagery and stuff like that. The gore was there. I was slightly disappointed that it wasn't more over the top with the gore. Like of all the times that they could have gone just bonkers, it would have been during this. Because I feel like they did a pretty good job of balancing like, hey, there's gore, but we're not going to go too crazy throughout the entire show. I mean, once
except for the old guy like, area, man, where it was just like raining flesh and blood down from
from
the ceiling in his house. But yeah, it wasn't too gory. And you know what, though? I'm fine with that because they were like, you saw enough blood for the injuries that they had and for the damage that they were doing and everything for it. They didn't make it like a fucking Tarantino movie with buckets of blood and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They didn't make it Evil Dead where they went through like 80 gallons of fake blood. So in that instance, I liked it. I thought it was a good choice. It was the tasteful choice.
I agree.
Choice of a new generation.
Even the parts where they tore out like his own heart, and then the vicar or whatever it was tore out the other dude's heart that killed, you know, both of them and stuff like that. Even with that, that was very gory and stuff like that. But what they did with it wasn't just crazy over the top, and it did feel meaningful. Honestly, I was just like, he honestly could be dead for all like we know. I was thinking that kind of like more of what you were thinking, Eric, where he would go up into the gray zone, up into the gray fog, and then have to come back down to somebody else or something like that. But I
reconstituted himself from the gray fog.
Well, he did kind of.
Yeah.
Because he was already dead when he came in. So the fact that he came back alive again makes sense because just like, no, he's here in this body and came out from the grave or whatever. Yeah. And thank God they didn't cremate him.
Shit. Yeah, he knitted together all of his decaying flesh and whatnot within it. But that part, I don't feel like they explained that enough as to why he could do that. Like they explained, like the one thing that they did use with the Zodiac table people was that they did end up saving his life on happenstance. Because he had told them to like pray to him and whatnot just for, you know, like a trial thing. And then it just so happened that he was about to die at the time that they were doing it. And he got a burst of energy from that. But I don't think that they really explained it enough for like why he was able to come back. Because if that were the case, then everybody that was a Beyonder would be able to do what he did. No, he was only like the lowest level.
He didn't come back because he was a Beyonder. He came back because he's Isekai. That is the only reason why he came back, in my opinion.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, that's his specialness that'll probably come up more. It's just like, I can't die, and yada yada yada. That'd be the only thing I can think of. Because if like let's say he goes down the path of like the chameleon being able to change his face and all that jazz like that, then it's just like, all right, you die, like change who you are type thing, and there's no consequence. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the problem with the thing that I hate about this is when there's someone so OP, anything's possible. For whatever reason, it's not bugging me in this anime, and I'm enjoying to see where they go with it because I think it's good
storytelling. Because he still has his limitations. Like he hits a plateau of where he can go at that point, and he's almost died multiple times. He died as well at the end because he couldn't harness enough power or whatever within it. Like he thought that he had, like even that, like that talisman that he made, those two off of the sun one, even that thing failed him at the end. So he did die. And I think that that's the big thing is like, he wasn't always coming out on top. He wasn't the person doing it. In a lot of cases, he was coming up with these extra powers, but it was just allowing him to eke by just enough so that he didn't die. And then one of the other guys that are higher up or lower in their, I guess, lower in their Beyonder numbering. Sure. They all were able to like take them down and do whatever. Or it had to be like, it had to be the captain who was basically like Kakashi, you know, like that type of stuff.
Yeah, good point. Good point. He may be OP, but he's not OP that like everyone relies on him for everything. Like it's not like My Hero Academia where it's just like, oh, he has problems. But at the end of the day, he solves them all by being the most strongest person. It's just like,
nope. Yeah. He solves them all by eking by.
Okay. I mean, if he had a cell phone, he'd be pretty OP.
Oh, God. Stop.
We're not going into another world with a cell phone.
The only reason that anime isn't the worst anime we've ever watched is because we all watched like what, 4 episodes of that, and we're just like, trash, don't even want to watch anymore.
Oh no,
don't even
Chris
care.
Watched all of it.
Oh
I think I watched all of it because I was watching it with Ronan and he enjoyed it. And then I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll watch it. And it's just not good.
That one and Death March, I just could not finish. I was just like, I'm getting zero entertainment. Death March Through Another World. And it got
Rhapsody or something, or
it got bad real fast. Well, not bad,
to another cringy. World. Death March to Another World, or Death March to the Parallel World Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Mm. The guy just looks like fucking Kirito from Sword Art Online.
I don't think I got the character named
Pochi. Come on. Originally called Dog, she is a 10-year-old dog demi-human turned slave. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It gets cringy real fast. And you're just like,
oh my God.
Yeah, that was
like pushing that whole envelope is like, not actually a girl. 10,000 years old. Not creepy, guys. Not creepy. And she's like, no, not
it very specifically creepy. Says she's a 10-year-old. 10-year-old dog demi-human. Tama, originally called Cat. Tama's a 10-year-old child cat demi-human. Lisa is an 18-year-old orange-scale lizardkin.
Yeah.
That one's 18. She's an adult. Orisa is an 11-year-old fallen princess who was enslaved after her country was... Jesus Christ.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Here we go. Misanari Bolinen, also known as Mia. She is a 130-year-old juvenile elf with magical abilities whom Satu rescued. Jesus Christ.
There has been Death March through Epstein Island. Like, it would have been just... like, so bad. I hated every minute of watching that. I was just like, I'm tolerant of a lot of stuff, but that one was just like, no, I can't in good conscience anymore watch this. I just hate it. I'm sorry if anybody's just like, I love that anime. I'm sorry. Like, it was just not.
None of them can be as bad as Knights and Magic.
I'm telling you, the only reason I won't say that they're not is because we haven't watched these on this show. Knights and Magic is the worst anime we've watched in cutscenes. Not the worst anime in the world.
The worst anime in the world. It's pretty close, though.
It's pretty close.
Bad.
It's very close. It's but I'm telling you, Death March would be like way below Knights and Magic to me because I couldn't finish Death March.
You only finished Knights and Magic because we had to.
No, I only finished Knights and Magic because we're watching it, and that was bad enough. Yeah. But it was like the style that I like. Giant robots sounds great. Magical world, awesome. Annoying characters that get what they get, like just in comedic timing, sounds super. What do you get? Just a garbage ass storyline and no reason for any of it to exist.
Exactly. So, and you wouldn't have made it through if we weren't watching it.
But they were all there. I would have watched it. I would have kept going.
You would have finished
it's all there. Like it's like everything that I wanted. You would have in that watched anime.
It. But the question is, would you have finished it?
Probably, because I've hate watched a ton of anime, especially at night when I'm using it as ambient. Just like if I just don't even get like New Game or whatever it was called, like not a bad anime. It was just boring as hell. And that put me to sleep so much better than any drug I could have possibly been.
Oh man. All right. Okay. I think we've said everything that we could say about this anime and then other animes as well. So I guess it is rating time. So we'll start with person who's up next, Jason.
I mean, like we talked about, like to me, it was just like pacing issues aside, the questions in the air, you have to pay attention to this one. This isn't one you can like watch with your phone out or anything like that, because stuff just goes by. I'm not gonna step down from my original statement of like, this to me is like the best, if not one of the best isekai animes out there, just because it's just like it nails what it would really be like to be isekai. You're not going to get the overload. 1,000 years ago, there's a battle between these people. You're not going to get all that. You're going to just show up in some dude's apartment with a bullet hole in your head and being like, what is going on? And trying to adapt. So
No goddess tells you why you're there.
No goddess tells you why you're there. This was very much feeling of an adult anime too. I mean, obviously there's a good amount of story and understanding you have to take on. They didn't sexualize the sister. Thank God. They didn't sexualize really anybody. So it was just kind of like, this was fun. This was nice.
There was the undersexed spirit medium.
Sure. Yes, of course. Yes.
But even then she was still in full clothing because it's Victorian.
Or just a head.
Yeah, or just ahead, making lewd sexual jokes to him.
Right, which is fine. So, I mean,
it's fine.
Like like not I wouldn't say adult, let's just say PG-13 anime, just because, like, obviously, you know, anime is still anime, but I enjoyed a lot of those aspects to it, of what it was and the time I spent with it. So with that, like, just it being a great isekai, it's gonna be, I'm gonna put 8.99. like I am just holding it right on really back close. because the storyline, like, is still a question mark. I have no idea what we're really getting into. I have no idea where this is going. I'm still lost. And yes, it's only been one season. There's obviously more coming. I can't hold against that, but we're rating it off of just right now.
Yes.
So to me, it's just like, hey, this is really enjoyable. I do feel like that when season two comes out, I would actually rewatch season one.
Oh, yeah.
Into it again, and that is saying a lot. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you go back and listen to our other episodes of this podcast, most of the time we're like, I'm not watching this again.
It's, well, that, like, comes in, it's a lot of the score as well. Yeah, when we have it, it's like, how much do you want to rewatch this?
Oh, okay, here's the one thing I hated. Here's the one thing I hated. The outro music was during just blank screen. And then we had 2 minutes of random animation. Like, what was that all about?
While the music was still going.
Yeah, exactly.
And then every once in a while, you would have
15 minutes of after credits.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was up with that one? That one was a regular, like, the anime portion was a regular. I totally forgot about that. The anime portion was a regular episode's time frame. And you're like, huh, that was cool. That was really short compared to the other ones. Then you look at it, you're like, why is there 22 minutes left in this?
We're already on credits.
Credits are rolling. Yeah. What the fuck?
8.9.
That's
where I'm going. Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Probably about a 7. I mean, like, animation wise, it was, you know, animation was great and stuff like that. I had some good action in there, but couldn't find myself really caring about the characters and getting invested in the story. It's like, all right, it's here, it's fine, but it's not like, oh yeah, I need to know what's next, or this person dies, I'm gonna be sad. No, I don't give a shit.
And I can see it. It's like, yeah, if you don't care about any of them in that regard, then it's gonna be really hard to get into it.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of it, there's just so much going on that it's hard to, like, grasp onto people too. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. 8.9975. I'm gonna give it an 8.5. It was solid. As I continued on through the series or through the season, I forgave the slow buildup, especially considering they're moving on to, they're going to have multiple seasons. So I think that there, you can forgive a little bit of, like, exposition and really, like, building of the world and everything like that, and boringness, if it's all going to pay off in the end. Because once that happened and you finished all that, it didn't stop moving. Like, it was continual. It was going forward, and they had this interlocking story mixed in with all of it that ended up finally paying off towards the end. And they still didn't win at that, which I thought was good. You know, a lot of anime is like, no, they have to win. Like, ultimately they have to win. Like, nope. The two guys that were holding their own on it both got their hearts ripped out and they're dead. They're like, what? And that cardinal guy that they were talking about earlier, that they gave him like 2 seconds worth of screen time with just a picture of him. Yeah, he got there, killed them all. And I knew that immediately. As soon as the guy, like, showed his credentials, was walking in while they were still fighting, I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's going to be bad news, yeah.
Oh, God.
And they called for his support. That's what's
even, yeah, called for support, and they've got, and the guy that you don't want showing up shows up. But so I can forgive, like, that slow start. I would 100% watch this again, and I feel like I kind of, like, especially for season two, like you said, I kind of would have to watch it again to make sure that I have everything down before I, like, start it all up. And I wouldn't mind watching season two at all. I'd rewatch this again with Ronan in a heartbeat if he wanted to watch it with me too. So I have no issues with that. The animation was great. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it takes a lot to get a 9. We've talked about that. It's like that's a really good anime. So 8.5 is a solid fucking,
oh yeah, oh yeah,
score for this.
I mean, we can also tell, like, who likes Souls games. It's just like, there's a trend going here. So it's just like, yeah.
I mean, I can handle some Souls games. I like story. That's the big thing, is I love story development as well. And they did a really good job with story development and world building. And that's where it's like, okay, I dig this more.
World building and story building, I don't think there's much, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's still a lot more story that we need to get.
Oh, there's still a lot more, but they had to build, like, they had to make a base.
Yeah, a good base.
That base was boring for a little bit. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, all the pieces fit in now. Now they're moving
a little bit more.
Like, yeah. And then everything else was fine then after that. Like the whole thing of him being a seer. That was the other really good chibi short one, is when he had to go to the seer's place and then demonstrate his powers with it. Yeah. And he was like, oh, bad thing is gonna happen. And he's like, whatever. And he walks out into merch and signs it. Like, was that the bad thing?
Should charge more.
He should have charged more, because what was he? He was like charging like two pence.
Yeah, nothing compared to what everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was it. 8.99, 7.5, 8.5. Solid. 7.5 is still a solid one. That's a that's a good, I would recommend this anime to people to watch. Like, hands down, good anime to watch. All right, next. Jason chose this one, everybody.
It's Death March.
If you haven't,
yeah, Death March.
So you definitely can get like a feel of like when one of us is in like a certain mood. Jason Jason likes slice of life. I like slice of life anime as well too. But Jason likes to do the slice of life to kind of like even out from the darker anime and shit. Like, I prefer to scar all of us emotionally with my anime. Chris just kind of like picks what's like, this looks good. And then he either hates it or loves it, one of the two. he either rues his decision or whatnot. And he just, it's like, yeah, it looks cool. I have like a specific goal in mind. And Jason's like, that was fucked up. Let's do this. So, because I think that it was Wonder Egg. I did Wonder Egg. And then you were like, fuck. Okay, we're watching My Dear Friend Nonoto.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, we need some laughter. We need some laughter here.
Not more 8686.
Yeah, not more 8686. No more Wonder Egg. No Puella Puella Madoka Magica. None of that shit.
Well, it was the Ninja Assassin. Ninja Assassin was after Wonder Egg.
That was a good one, too.
That was a good one. That was fun.
That was a good one. Okay, so Jason chose Turkey, Time to Strike. Which can be one of two things, everybody. It can be a bowling slice of life anime, or it could be a modern day retelling of Animal Farm, turkeys as the main one.
God. No.
That works, though. That title works 100%. Animal Farm is very much anti-capitalism, anti-establishment, anti-government. Totally works. No, this one is an anime slice of life about five girls in a bowling league.
Bowling anime.
Mayo Tanashi is a second year student and the captain of the Ikokukan, there we go, high school bowling club. And recently she's struggled to win. Whenever she scores a turkey, three consecutive strikes, she follows it up, unbeatable split, the snake eyes. This is the story of Mai, Rina, Sayuri, Nozomi, and Nanase as they fight, fall, and rise again in pursuit of victory in the final days of summer.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I love that her biggest thing is that, yeah, I love that her biggest thing is that it's she rolls a 7-10 split. And it's not unbeatable. A 7-10 split is 100% beatable, everybody. It's just really fucking hard.
It's always after a turkey, so that makes it even worse.
Yeah, that makes it worse, because then you lose out on a whole fuck ton of points.
Whole points, yeah. Bowling analogies. We're going to be full of them. Lebowski time.
You're off your element, Donnie.
You're out of your element. I feel like we're going to be all out of our element with this anime, man.
All I know is that if the girls sit down and there's another team they have to play and they're all nihilists, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
You don't fuck with it, Jesus.
So yeah, as Jason said, it's available on Crunchyroll. It is subtitled only. So if you want to dub, find some fan dub or whatever for it, but we're going to watch it subbed. It's slice of life. You can handle slice of life and sub. It's totally fine. The only drawback of slice of life in anime, like subtitled, is that it's always usually young girls and then it's really high-pitched voices. But they do the high-pitched voices anyways and dub usually, so you can't get away from it. All right, well, that's it. Thanks, everybody. Make sure that you watch Turkey, Time to Strike. Jason, roll us out.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us today at Cutscene, one of our great podcasts. If you haven't noticed, which why would you? No one has noticed. IVDefirst.com is going through a redesign forcefully, but we're doing it. So go check out IVDefirst.com, see what it is there. I've kind of shortened it down, truncated it, just give you the information you need, which is our amazing content that we're creating for you today. Jason, what content are you creating for us? Well, random person, I'll tell you, we are creating three podcasts for you, two really that we do a whole lot, but we have them all there for you. We have Cutscene, which you just listened to right now, which is our anime podcast where we watch anime and talk about them and rate them in nonsensical ways, but we do it, and it's there for you to enjoy. We also have the I Beat It First podcast, which is where we talk about video games, technology, and all the randomness that is out there with the nerd infosphere of information that's out there. And then we also have Patch Notes, which is where we talk to small-time indie devs about not only what games are creating, but how it feels to create and what they're going through, because it's really fucking hard to create small-time games when you're not supported or all by yourself. So check them all out. They're all there. IVDefirst.com. Their whole gamut is all there for you to kind of check out onto. You can still, of course, go to ibiff.co if you just want to see the Spotify links or anything like that. But find us wherever you can for your podcast or anything like that. Send us an email at cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. If you have any complaints about the anime we're watching, about any anime that we should be watching, if our reviews of our anime are wrong, if we're just idiots, or if we're just ugly, we would love to hear from you. cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. You can also email any one of us individually as well if you want to really just send us a DM being like, screw you, dude, you suck. That'd be totally fine. You can do that. Chris, Jason, Eric. @ibeatitfirst.com. We all have them. We all check them out.
You at ibeatitfirst.com.
I got rid of the catch-all. There was too much of that. There was too much of that. So
then make just fuck you at ibeatitfirst.com. That has to be an email address or an alias.
Send us an email. At the end of the day, just send us an email. We'll be happy to hear from you, and we'd love to talk about it on the next show or anything like that. So, yeah, check out the website. Let us know what you think. Check out our other animes, check out our other podcasts, and have a good Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right?
Day was good. Yeah. Yes, it's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's Tuesday. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. We will see you guys in 1 month for Strike. Wait, what was the rest of it?
The turkey.
Time to Strike.
Turkey. Time to Strike. Turkey. Yeah, sorry. Not Strike. Turkey. Time to Strike. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We're funny again.
You did record it, right?
Yeah.